It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. On this date in 1945, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II debuted their second Broadway musical, Carousel, adapted from an earlier play by Ferenc Molnar in 1909. The story revolves around carousel barker Billy Bigelow, whose romance with Julie Jordan comes at the price of both their jobs. He attempts a robbery to provide for Julie and their unborn child. After it goes wrong, he's given a chance to make things right. A secondary plot line deals with mill worker Carrie Pipperidge and her romance with ambitious fisherman Enoch Snow. The show includes the well-known songs If I Loved You, June Is Bustin' Out All Over, and You'll Never Walk Alone. Richard Rodgers later wrote that Carousel was his favorite of all his musicals. Following the spectacular success of their first hit, Oklahoma, in 1943, the pair sought to collaborate on another piece, knowing that it would inevitably be compared with Oklahoma, most likely unfavorably. After acquiring the rights to Molnar's play, the team created a work with extended musical sequences and a more hopeful ending. The show required considerable modification during out-of-town tryouts, but once it opened on Broadway on April 19, 1945, it was an immediate hit with both critics and audiences. Though it never achieved as much commercial success as Oklahoma, it has been repeatedly revived and has been recorded several times. In 1999, Time magazine named Carousel the best musical of the 20th century. The show received almost unanimous rave reviews after its opening. John Chapman of the Daily News termed it one of the finest musical plays I've ever seen. I shall remember it always. New York Times reviewer Lewis Nichols stated that Rodgers and Hammerstein, who can do no wrong, have continued doing no wrong in adapting this work into a musical play. Carousel is delightful. When it returned to New York in 1949, Times reviewer Brooks Atkinson described it as a conspicuously superior musical play, which was warmly appreciated when it first opened and seems like nothing less than a masterpiece now. In 1954, when it was revived at City Center, Atkinson continued his high praise from 5 years earlier. Carousel actually has no comment to make on anything of topical importance, but its theme is timeless and universal. The devotion of two people who love each other through thick and thin, complicated in this case by the wayward personality of the man who cannot fulfill the responsibilities he has assumed. Billy is a bum, but the play recognizes the decency of his motives and admires his independence. There are no slick solutions to Billy's dilemma, and perhaps there are no slick solutions for any of us. No lasting, honest ones, anyway. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 19th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.